Welcome in, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all of Chiefs Kingdom. We're going back, baby. Heavy is the head that wears the crown, and Kansas City gets an opportunity to wear that crown for another year. You come at the king, you best not miss, and Baltimore, man, did they miss a lot in this game. Caleb, how you feeling? And the answer better be freaking good, because we're going to Vegas.
I'm good, happy, man. I'm happy. It's nice to have back-to-back Super Bowls. The Chiefs took care of business. Great to see that.
Man, there's quite a bit to get into this game. I just want to get initial thoughts. We're going to break down this game a lot more on the Tuesday show, but I just want to get initial thoughts, and I want to get some comments in the chat. So if you're here, let me know your thoughts, because this is a show open to the public, okay? We've got another Super Bowl. This is the best that, you know, you're going to see in, you know, as a sports fan. It doesn't get any better than what Kansas City has had going on the road into someone else's house, a team that was favored against you, a team that had all year beat up on good playoff teams, and you come to their house and you show them what's what and shut them down for two more quarters, and you give up a field goal in the fourth quarter. Other than that, Kansas City's defense continues to be a top dog, fighting anybody and everybody, whether you're a rushing quarterback, whether you're a passing quarterback, or whether your quarterback can't do jack squat. Kansas City's defense continues to show up. Let's go.
Let's get it.
All right. Let's just start with our general thoughts, and then we'll do what we normally do and talk about our offensive and defensive MVPs. So my general thoughts are, first thing, I want to get one negative, and then we'll be all positive. I hated that first fourth down. Go for it when you're like inside the 20. That was stupid. I hated that. Other than that, the other decisions that were made by the coaching staff, I don't hate the fact that Kansas City kept, you know, keeping sort of that small ball. Let's do screens, little things over the middle. I don't hate that, because they kept sending blitzers at you. So eventually those things were going to work, and you were nursing a lead, right? You were playing field position. It was raining. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't hate that overall philosophy, and I'm not just saying that because it worked. I do think that in this game in particular, that was the correct decision to make. I know a lot of people on the Twitter sphere and some of the people I was watching the game with really hated that. But I think overall, besides that, going for it early in the game, before the second half was over, I think that Kansas City managed this game exactly how they should have.
No, I agree with you. And what we see happen as a whole, the Chiefs just have figured things out in different situations. That's what they needed. I mean, when you look at everything that took into place, was this play calling beautiful? No. But it's what they need to get done. You got to get time off the clock. You trust your defense. You do all these different sorts of things you're not expecting to happen in the first place. So because of this as a whole, they show me this team, whoever they're going to play in the Super Bowl is going to be, regardless, is going to be a tough team, but they can do it. They proved everything. Even MVS called a ball, which we thought was.
I know. I can't believe that. Misfit out there.
It happened. So that's what I was preaching during the season. Let's have all these issues out of the way now, so because the playoffs will be fine later. So
it's crazy that, you know, this doesn't happen in sports. Well, a lot of what Kansas City's done doesn't happen in sports. But one of the things that doesn't happen is that you have significant problems for an entire season. Right, pick your sport. However, whatever sport that you want to compare this to, where you have a problem the entire season. It's a glaring problem. It's the biggest problem on your team. And you don't make any adjustments throughout the season, whether it's through trades or, you know, signing somebody. You don't make any adjustments with that. You continue to do what you're doing the entire year, and it sucks. And then all of a sudden, and the playoffs hit, boom. It's like the problem was fixed. It's like this was the offense we were looking for all year, and Kansas City has showed up. NBS has made two huge catches, game-ending catches. Back-to-back, he made game-ending catches. He ended the day with two catches for 38 yards and on two targets. That second catch was another 32-yard pass. That was literally the exact same pass he caught last week. It was incredible.
I agree. And I think also what you look at, too, is just what he was able to do on that last catch. Falling backwards, leaning back, able to catch it. I mean, it just shows you, dang, he's picked up. When we look at all these things that come into a fold, you look at MVS, and yeah, he struggled, but he's able to figure out in the end. That's what's the great thing. The Chiefs still trusted him. Mahomes still trusted him. And when Andrew Cotton City was all out on him, he still did his thing. And to see kind of just everything come into a fold, it was just a great time. It was just a great time in general.
Some other of my thoughts beforehand. I mean, this Chiefs secondary is fantastic. And we'll know more about guys that are banged up, but thankfully, because they moved the Pro Bowl, you know, forward a week, you've got 2 weeks to heal up. But Kansas City secondary, I mean, we've got multiple guys making huge impactful plays from smaller, you know, rotational pieces to your stars with Trent McDuffie. I mean, everybody was making open field tackles. I know Lamar Jackson is a frustrating quarterback to play against because I feel like Kansas City should have had 7 sacks on the day. But because Lamar Jackson is just a hell of an athlete, I mean, he's a hell of an athlete, and he's able to scoot around and duck and get under so many of those sacks. It's just like he's an amazing athlete, and it makes it really difficult to get him down. But the reason why you were able to stay in this game was because Legarius Sneed and Justin Reed and all of these, even guys like Joshua Williams, were able to keep guys covered. And Lamar Jackson, as great as an athlete as he is the team sport. And in order to make some of those big plays, you got to get receivers open. Kansas City was flooding to the football. We were doing a lot of what we did last week against the Bills, where it's like, we'll give you the 4-yard dump off. I prefer if it goes incomplete. I prefer if we get the sack, but you know what? That 4-yard dump off, we'll rally to the ball. We'll make it 2nd and 6, and we're going to make you extremely impatient. It's a lot like the stuff that teams were playing against Kansas City a few years ago. We're going to have 2 deep safeties. We're going to mix and roll coverages out of it. But the game plan is I am not letting you get back into this game on 1 or 2 plays. You're going to have a 17-play drive. That's how this is going to work. And
it was really no fly zone. It really was.
I mean, it is extremely impressive what this Chiefs defense has done. Spagnuolo, I mean, deserves so much credit for being able to take a defense, mold it into what he wants, get the players that he wants, working with Brett Veach and this staff, and it has been amazing. Remember, you know, there was no Willie Gay. People were worried about that. And the next guy's up, they stood up. I mean, it fantastic by this defense. They basically shut out the team for 3 quarters in an AFC championship game. Insane.
And I think, too, when you look at everything that happened, when you have a team shut them out, Spagnuolo gets a lot of credit, but these players, I mean, we had injuries and things like that, but they still played and dominated. And like what we said on the Believe It or Not last week, we were saying things such as he's probably going to get a couple long runs, and he did that, but they were able to contain him. But the 2 times Karlaftis could not get him, he finally got him on the 3rd time.
I'm telling you, man, his motor, I mean, oh, my God. How? I mean, it's like he misses, but he doesn't give up. I know that the shark was a nickname given to Frank Clark, but I think it might also work with George Karlaftis because, man, he'll swim around. He's going to keep coming after you. If he misses once, you better be ready because that just means he's getting ready to come after you again.
Yep.
That's a great point. This defense has that mentality all around them. Yeah, we're going to another Super Bowl. I mean, I can't stop smiling because
– I have a question for you.
No matter how many times it happens, I mean, it's just going to – it's great.
Better and better every time.
All right, let's move into our MVPs. I think the first one's pretty obvious. Caleb, would you want to go first?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to – you can have Kelce. I'm going to say Mahomes. I mean, the general did everything perfectly. I got to give it to Mahomes. Continue what he did week in and week out. Every single player in this game, he just was phenomenal. He didn't get greedy. He took what was given to him and was smart with his decision-making. That's what the Chiefs need, and because of that, he got my MVP right there.
Look, I can't argue with that. There's a lot of quarterbacks, and Mahomes, even in his past, has been impatient and would have been impatient, right? This is a guy that he was okay with not having to play hero ball. Look, he was 30 for 39. He had, 11 straight completions to start the game. This was a very meticulous, okay, we're going to go boom, 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 boom. Let's drive down the field. They had a 9-minute drive that ended in a touchdown. I mean,
they just chewed the clock, and they were smart.
100%. I think that's a great pick. If you just read the box score of this game, you're not going to be all that impressed. You know, 241 yards, 1 touchdown. You know, that's not – That's not what we figure an MVP kind of game. But when you're watching how he was able to break apart this defense, this very good defense, by the way, a very good defense that the Ravens have had.
Yep.
The way he was able to pick them apart, the game plan, it wasn't pretty, but it was very effective against what Baltimore had. So, yeah, I think giving it to Patrick Mahomes, I've got no problems with that. He is definitely the kind of quarterback that was able to do it. And like I said, I don't know if other even elite top-tier quarterbacks would be able to do that. I think a lot of them, like a Josh Allen or Joe Burrow, would have gotten impatient and tried to force the ball down the field. And I don't know if that would have worked with the offensive weapons that Kansas City has. So, yes, I'm 100% with you there. I think that's a great call. I'm just going to give it to Travis Kelce. I do think that's the easy pick, but the guy balled out. He had 116,
big time.
116 receiving yards. That accounts for 48% of all of the passing yards for Kansas City. He was damn near half the offense. So
effective. He was ready to go.
Dude,
go
that touchdown catch, it's like if you're a defender, I mean, you just –
you can't
like
do anything.
It was perfect coverage. Like when you watch film of that, you're going to be like, you're going to throw your hands up in the air because you couldn't have done anything better. That's what you textbook coverage as a smaller guy trying to cover a tight end in the end zone. And Mahomes put it just in the right spot where if he doesn't catch it, it falls to the ground. But he reaches out there, snags it up. Man, that a hell of a catch. And there were just over and over again. Mahomes threw that ball, a floater, over the middle of the field. Kelce dives for it and scoops it up off the ground. I mean, God, what a combo. We're so lucky to have it. It is now officially a historic combo. You know, this is a conversation that will be had for years and years to come. The conversation will be, what's the next combo? What's the next wide receiver, tight end, quarterback combo to be the next great Kelce Mahomes duo? That's the conversation from now on. You literally watched history today, ladies and gentlemen, that Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce are the best combo in NFL history. I mean, it is insane. Travis Kelce, I'm happy you have someone to celebrate this championship with Taylor Swift. We get to see the Swifties watch the Super Bowl, and we get to continue to hear about it for the next 2 weeks. Let's go. Let's move to the defensive side. I'll let you go first, but once again, I think this one is even more difficult because I think you can literally give it to like five guys, and nobody, I won't argue with it, and I don't think anybody in the chat will argue with it.
I got to give mine a Tranquil. A guy who stepped up when Willie Gay was not there, was phenomenal all around the field, was able to get after Lamar, was able to get in there, kind of be good on coverage. Just a great job overall around. Did a lot of great things. And because of that, he was very effective. So depending on what happens, if Willie Gay can't go in the Super Bowl, which I doubt, I would be fine with having Tranquil in there. You have to let him play. Because this guy, he was just dominant, dude. Running around, making tackles, getting into coverage, doing all these different things. It's just phenomenal to see this continue to happen week in, week out with these players that she's continuing to get. I was amazed.
Yeah, I mean, what nailed the pick, right? Karlaftis, Drew Tranquil, not the pick, the signing in the offseason, right? We talked about in the offseason that, hey, this linebacker core is scary good, right? Like, it's scary good, it's scary deep, and when we're talking about Tranquil, right? Well, we talked about his ability to cover, right? Because when he was with the Chargers, he was a guy that was able to slow down Travis Kelce. And how many guys in the league are capable of doing that in the NFL? Man. Obviously not anybody from Baltimore. So when Drew Tranquil came in, we were like, man, you've got a triple-headed monster of Nick Bolton, Willie Gay, and now Drew Tranquil, plus some of the other guys that are there, like Mike Conkrin and Leo Chenault. Like, that's a solid five-guy linebacking core. And Drew Tranquil stepped up today. He actually led the team in tackles. All of his tackles were solos. So this is a guy that, you know, man, he signed a one-year contract here at Kansas City. Between him and Willie Gay, it would be nice to try and keep one of them. I think both of them are going to get fat deals in the offseason. But Drew Tranquil, huge today, played a big role in able to spy on Lamar Jackson, able to sort of keep him in the pocket when he had to do that, and a guy that was just constantly making open field tackles. So, yeah, I got no beef with giving it to Drew Tranquil. I think I'm going to have to give mine to George Karlaftis, but before I do that, I think I'm going to Sneed, Justin Reed, both of those guys deserve shout-outs. I mean, Justin Reed laid the wood down on Gus Edwards on that one running. I mean, he stopped him. I mean, it was like he ran into him and Gus Edwards. He didn't go down, but he just – all of his momentum stopped. Speed, other than that one mistake that allowed Flowers to get deep down the field. But, I mean, this entire back seven did a phenomenal job. I think I'm just going to have to give mine to Karlaftis. He had the sack, but this was a guy that has that motor and is an underrated ability of his. He may not get there on the first go, but he's not a guy that only gets one attempt per play. And so, hell of a football player, hell of a pick by Brett Veach and company. So I'm going to give mine to Karlaftis, but damn, like there was a lot of talent on this field today, and there's so many guys that deserve credit. I mean, even Charles Omenihu, right? He's the one that had that strip sack fumble, and he didn't play the entire game, but that was a huge impactful play, right? You sort of steal a possession early in the first half when it looked like Kansas City and Baltimore were going to go, you know, throw for throw. It looked like it was going to start to be like it was at the Buffalo game, where you're just going to go back and forth for the first half before you figure it out on the defensive side of the ball. And Omenihu sort of took all the momentum away from Baltimore, and it was all Kansas
City. Stop that drive when they really needed it.
Yeah, it really did. It was all Kansas City from that point on. So Charles Omenihu, with his probably the play of the game, really, really helped Kansas City come out on top here.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Just a great game overall to see all the things they were doing. Phenomenal, phenomenal game. And, hey, man, we get to talk about it for 2 more weeks.
We do. Let's see. We've got the other game, Lions in San Francisco against the 49ers. We usually don't do this, but there's only one other game. So who you got and who you hope to see in Las Vegas?
I want a rematch of week 1. Give me the Lions.
Do you think the Lions are going to win?
Yeah, I want a rematch of week 1.
Very rarely do we agree on this show, but that's because JP's not here. Okay. So I'm also going to go with the Lions. The reason that I'm going with the Lions is that I think that their offensive line is better than the 49ers defensive line, and underrated is the Lions offensive line, and the 49ers defensive line has not been great this year, so I would keep that out. Debo has been a big part of that offense. If he's even playing, he's not going to be a huge part of their offense, and that's a problem. So I think Chiefs Lions Super Bowl. I don't know if there's ever been a week 1 rematch in the Super Bowl, but if not, I'm expecting that to be the rematch.
A lot of firsts in Mahomes' career. Wouldn't be surprised in a couple hours we know find out something.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining. I'll do a little pluggable here. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at Cheese Focus. We've got a lot of good guys that, like to talk a little smack on there, and especially, you know, this week it'll happen. Also, download the PSF app. It allows you to do sort of a Manning cast with us during the game, and, you know, it's a great way to interact. We'll come back on Tuesday and Thursday to have our normal show, so make sure you tune into there because we will continue to talk about this game, and we got a Super Bowl to talk about for the next couple weeks. So, you know, if you haven't listened to the show before, definitely do it then because, you know, Super Bowl is kind of a big deal. Don't know if you know that or not, but now you do. With that being said, thank you everybody for listening and go Chiefs.
Chiefs.